Hello friends, let's start with our learning about the subject advertising and sales promotion management. We are on chapter 1, which is going to introduce you about advertising and sales promotion in very brief. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you this journey. We have almost 11 chapters to cover, so let's begin gradually. As we say, slow and steady wins the race. We have certain learning objectives for us, which is essentially sales promotion and advertising, etc., come under overall marketing communication. So we need to learn a bit about marketing communication, then we move on to understand what is advertising and sales promotion, however very briefly out here. Then we are going to learn more about various elements of promotion mix, and then finally the need, role and functioning of promotions. So in this chapter it will be a bird's eye view, and then remaining aspects we will cover in subsequent chapters. So what we say is marketing. When you say a subject of marketing, what does it do for you, or what is it responsible for? So marketing has to essentially trigger the need among the targeted customer. When you say need, I am thirsty, I need water, my skin is itching, so I need itch guard, I have a back pain, so I need move. How does this happen? I have to shave, but I have to shave very well, so Gillette razor. So how does this happen? Because they offer you a solution. When you see the solution, your need triggers, your need wants you to now acquire that solution. So that's what it happens through the awareness that they create about the product or the service, DHL, Express Courier. So that's a service. They created an impression that when you courier through DHL, it is assured express delivery. Same way, these names which came to me, when you say toothpaste, naturally the Colgate will come in your mind. When you say soft drinks, either the Coke or a Pepsi based on your liking comes into mind. How this is happening? Because they have created what you call a position in your mind. Therefore, you are able to recall it. You are able to recall when you want. And that's what this has to be so critical, that you have to be present across the various touch points. Now today customers are moving so much, having so many assets with them, things like mobile, telephone, smart televisions, etc. They are on televisions, they are on Netflix, you know, such kind of thing, Amazon Prime. So there are so many other touch points that they are using it. So you have to be present there. And therefore, over a long term, what is important is you have to maintain a relationship with them. Relationship will help them to acquire, or rather have these customers on a regular basis. So we touched upon what it says, this distinct identity that they create in your mind. When you need anything, the first name which comes to your mind, what we call is a branding or a brand positioning. We will learn as we move forward. Marketing essentially, if you have to understand, it's a journey which takes around, starts with the introduction. So as you can see, introduction, interactiveness, then engagement, and then finally referral. Of course, it has these four stages, not hard defined as such. There are various theories, AIDA model, attention, interest, desire, action. That's also a hierarchy of effects model, as they say. So there are various ways one can understand what is marketing and marketing communication is all about. Communication is to reach out, create the desired impact so that he takes the expected action. So expected action also is a part of communication, which is happening through advertising. So just to start with, as we are trying to figure out the basics of advertising and promotion. So business of advertising. So let's first understand about advertising. It is to draw your attention, turn your mind towards, means it should feed in the information in such a way that you feel that you need this. So that's what turn your mind towards. It helps you to, of course, no doubt inform, but starts influencing you, starts helping you, start making you believe that other than this solution, your life will not be comfortable. And when that happens, you get into a desired action. You want to acquire it. So that's what is the power of advertising. It can be any form, any communication, which is an unpaid form of indirect communication, as we say. It's like a paid form, my apology, the paid form of indirect communication, which is reaching the customers. It can use any medium, print, broadcast, direct mail, sponsored. There are many other, as I have said in the second line, there are many other which also can create this thing. You have apps, you have mobile in its place, etc. You have OTT, over the terrestrial, you know, band like Netflix and Amazon Prime, in which if your ads are coming, etc. So there are various ways the communication, even in film branding, you know, you see that in the film they show hero, heroine using certain products, etc. So even that is a form of a advertising. So advertising is just one of the promotion mix. So one important aspect one need to know is advertising is a subset of sales promotion or a promotion mix, so to say, a promotion mix essentially. Now advertising has a various dimension. Gone are the days where, you know, the region office can talk anything, the zonal office can talk anything at a particular point of time. Now what is happening is a form of an integrated marketing communication is taking place. You say the same message is being delivered across country, maybe across the world, using different media tools, etc. But they hard hit you with the same message. How they do it? And various mediums, they try to persuade you towards one thing, that is finally take the call of action. When you see the advertisements, you probably start liking. When you are on a mobile, you are Instagram, suddenly that product ad comes and it tells you no more, or like, you know, download free, this thing, etc. So those kind of, they integratedly approach you, hard hit you in a way that you try to finally take the desired call of action. So that's what is a marketing communication. Together, use various media to deliver one unified message which is so compelling that customer finally takes the call for action. So essentially, these five elements consist of MarCom. So MarCom, when you say, it consists of, it starts with the advertising, sales promotion, personal selling, and as you can see, even PR and publicity, etc. So combination of this makes a complete marketing communication mix, or say promotion mix. So this is what we are going to be learning about. How do you use different promotion mix and synchronize to deliver a effective communication? So in section 2, we'll be just quickly covering how the advertising and sales promotion has evolved. Since the time mankind have come into life, you know, they were communicating with each other in various ways, writing on the stones or the wall, carving, whatever you say. Even there was an animal, you know, used to get kind of branded, numbered, etc. through symbols and all. That's also a form of advertising and communication. Since the era, as they say, you know, barter trade also used to have the advertising and a communication, so to say. Look at the Lux journey, which is since 1934. Lux is still the most preferred soap because they relate with the heroines of that era, you know, respective era. So that's a it's a phenomenal growth that advertising is noticing worldwide. Marketing communication. Now, what is important? You have to see that advertising is a form of a marketing communication. But now, advertising or a marketing communication, so to say, has become two-way on digital media, social media, or even on television. You see that you are told download now or call on this number, etc. Asian Paints, you know, that consulting, color consultation advertisement which is there. They show husband wife in a very mood, and then suddenly she finds out that somebody is feeding the information to husband, and then it is like husband is shown consulting the Asian Paints executive, etc., and then call this number. So not only that, you share, like, comment upon, be it LinkedIn, be it social media, Facebook, you know, Instagram, etc. So that's where you criticize brand or you appreciate brand. Therefore, communication has become two-way. After you release your communication, then every reins is not in your hand. Others also contribute into it. Bloggers are there, you know, individuals are there. Huge increase. Yeah. The percentage spent, almost, as I understand, with the statistics available over last two decades, 2% shift has happened on an average in the industry. So you say automobile was spending, say, 4% of the total, you know, revenue under marketing. Now they are spending somewhere around 6%. So is the case with FMCG and other industries. So it's a huge, 2% may sound like, you know, very trivial, but in terms of volume and number, it's a huge number. So growth of advertising, one, if you have to really see, why? Because it contributes into achieving the organization objectives. So first, let's understand what is advertising. As the definition says, it's a form of a marketing communication that employs an openly sponsored, you will exactly know who's talking to you. Okay, HUL, be it Gillette, etc., Maggie, that means Nestle, non-personal message, because it cannot be addressed to an individual, it's a non-personal message. To promote your product, service, or an idea. Product means Maggie noodle, service means express courier, idea means search on Google. So that's an idea. So advertising is, therefore, what does advertising contribute? So advertising is designed to communicate. designed to communicate with large audience. They reach out to large audience. TV is watched by millions. Newspapers go to lakhs. They are though fragmented locally. And create a brand awareness. When your advertisements are watched, it creates a brand awareness. What is this brand is trying to talk to me? So the way you talk, the way you engage with the prospective target group people, it creates an image. And when image is developed and you are differentiated, advertising helps you to differentiate from the rest. You have to like really stand apart vis-a-vis your other competitors. Then only you will have a sustained long-term preference and the advantage. So you have to create a differentiation or launch a new product. You see coming soon and those kind of things. They just teaser advertisements, etc. They come as a form of launching the new product. So that's the advertising is all about. So we quickly understand the statistically how the numbers have moved. As you say, in 2019, worldwide, overall $587 billion have been spent on advertising with the growth CAGR, compound annual growth rate of 6%, which is really fantastic, friends. And Indian advertisement investment is in 2020 was almost 91,600 crores. So that's such a huge amount. However, you see that this growth was above world average. So that was 10.7% was the calendar growth in 2020. However, India lags in terms of digital coverage. So you see the worldwide, the digital spend was almost like 25% of the marketing and advertising budget. In India, it was less than 10%. However, it is foreseen that in the next decade, 10 years, India too will achieve 30% of its spend going into digital medium. So that's the power numerically, how it has been represented to you. So now we come to understand the next section is all about creating the brand. So what is a essential aspect of a marketing and the marketing communication is finally they have to create a brand. Brand that is recognized and recalled whenever the need arises. So putting right product in the right place at the right price and at the right time. So when the customer needed, when customer is looking out for the solution, offer a solution at the right place, at the right time and at the right price so that he buys it. Okay. So Iodex used to be there, but Iodex was a colored, ointment and it used to spoil cloth, etc. That's when the move came in, colorless, white color, this thing. And they offered a supposedly a better solution and created that unique, this thing. They told people, why this will not smudge your... Now, of course, they are showing the father-in-law handing over the move to the, son-in-law and the son's wife, etc. That's an emotional side. So that's what the organization tries to do. Marketing tries to create that one impact, that provide a product or a solution while the brand is created. So this will create a brand. Repeatedly, Maggie keeps coming to your mind, Amul. So during lockdown, Amul has utilized so much to their advantage. All the very famous serials we used to see, Rama and Mahabharata, at that point of time, Amul was the sponsored. So even now they got the chance to be a sponsor. So they create that, hit you with the brand awareness, etc. They allow you to make a choice and they offer you a choice. They offer you a solution. And then when that solution is offered at a particular price and you know that where it is available, all these aspects gets encompassed under marketing mix. These are the decision that marketeers has to take. So what my product is going to be, what features, at what price, where will it be available to them, how will I reach out, etc. So marketers needs to find out what customer wants. So essentially starts with knowing the customer need and the want, then identify the right place. Exclusive shop, if it is a Tanishq, then one can understand exclusive shop. Otherwise, there are other jewelers also. When you go to Jewelry Bazaar, Jaweri Bazaar, there are normal jewelers also. So whether you want to an exclusive showroom, branded showroom, automobile company have the very branded showroom. It is an exclusive authorized distribution. So that is how are you going to create a distribution, at what price, how will you influence people to know about you and come and buy your product. So that's what marketing covers. So this is also critically idea is to understand the four marketing mix. And here it has been presented to you. This is by Professor Jerome McTee, who was in 1960. Popularize this concept called 4 P's of marketing. Essentially, it is for the product, which is product, price, promotion, and place. As you can see, as we move forward, we will probably get into understanding this. This is a critical strategic area under marketing, because marketing has to take these four critical strategic decisions to make its brand succeed, to help its product sale. So that's where marketing mix plays the role. So to understand marketing mix better, few aspects that we need to know more about. So it starts with the product. When you say product, it's a solution. Maggi is a 2-minute noodle, etc. And the brand itself. So the brand name, the quality, you can convey quality of your product, the designing aspects, the feature richness, etc. So that is what encompasses product. Then comes the price. Price has various dimensions. It starts with the MRP, discounts, promotional offers, etc. So that is all is a formation of a price point, as you say. Then comes the place. Exclusive showroom, authorized showroom, general channel. Cadbury is available even at the Panwalas. While Tanishq jewelry, you have to go to a specific jewelry shop, that is Tanishq branded jewelry shop. So that is what is a place of distribution. What is a channel? Channel also has a direct and indirect. Indirect is all that middleman, that is right from starting from CNF agent, wholesaler and retailer. While direct is an online, you have either company website or you sell it through Amazon, Flipkart, etc. So that's an indirect, direct channel, so to say. And after that, you have various other aspects also to consider. That is the logistics, the reverse logistics, especially reverse logistics comes into place of an online. You order a product, you receive a product, you don't like it, you immediately call up, nahi pasand hai, leke jao. So that is a reverse logistics. So all this thing has to be managed, including the inventory. So that comes under the place. The promotion is all the promotion mix we will study, but it's like essentially advertising, sales promotion, direct marketing, PR and public relations, etc. And the personal selling combined makes a promotion mix. Okay. So interplay of this above aspects really creates, one is the awareness, second is the value in the mind of the targeted group. They start realizing that they were looking for this solution and therefore they take the required call for action. So if I have to like quickly help you to understand this, what will come to your mind when I take a Hindustan Unilever? What may happen, some of you may recall Lux, some of you may recall Kisan, some of you may recall, the shampoos, etc. being provided by them. So that also needs to be understood. PepsiCo means it is a soft drink brand. Okay, but some of you may recall Lay's, etc., the wafer, etc., because that is also coming from PepsiCo. Orbit, a travel company. Wipro, somebody will look at it as an IT company. Kraft, then the cheese comes to your mind. And the Kellogg's, so the cornflakes, etc. come to mind. Now, essence is the marketing plays the reverse role. Yani. So when I say, when a consumer thinks of what can be a healthy breakfast, then Kellogg's cornflakes should come into my mind. Consumer wants to make some cheese pizza, so which is a good cheese, then the Kraft cheese has to come in mind. So if Kraft has been able to create that recall in the mind of the consumer, then the Kraft marketing has played the role of establishing the brand and creating the recall. So that's what is all about the marketing, so to say. So let's quickly understand certain definitions. Not that it's a hard and fast that you have to remember in such a real word kind of thing, but understand the essence. Builds a relationship between consumers and the brand. So essentially, when a communication is delivered, consumer knows that this is a brand, That's the first thing he comes to know. Then the power of persuasion. Then the brand starts persuading you. Buy me, I solve you this problem, So naturally what will happen? Buy me kind of thing will start coming you. Conveying value for the product. Assured delivery. Fail safe braking. That safer for your car kids. So that way they create a value. You will start noticing why this is different, why he is different. So that's what a value for money will come in. And ultimately they persuaded to call to action, which is generally buying. So they sell it. Their intention is to sell. So by building relationship with the brand, create a persuasion, convey the value to make customer buy your product. So that's first part of the definition. Second is market is the activity set of institutions and the process. Institutions means organization, advertising agency, production houses, all put together. Process for creating, communicating, delivering and exchanging. So creating means you create a communication, you deliver using appropriate media, broadcast, digital marketing, whether Instagram, Facebook whatever, deliver exchange offering. So then while you deliver that communication, you provide him what is in exchange for you. So what is it you can exchange it for? That exchange should have to have a value, and a customer should feel, why should he buy, you know, from you? So that's a value that you offer to the customer or a prospective target group, or the client and the society at large. So this is by the American Marketing Association, a body which is an apex body worldwide. Similarly, we have Indian Marketing Associations also, but these are the two popular definitions. And you have to understand the salient aspects. This is what I tried offering you. So different things put together creates a what is marketing. So various definitions convey the same thing. Marketing is all about creating, delivering and communicating superior customer value. So ultimately, what you influence customer about, and a customer should feel that, oh, this is what I was looking at, this is how you offer it to me, but this is how you are different. So then when that feeling comes, therefore he will remember your brand and not the competing brand. So that's a value. Above aspect is summarized as a marketing mix. So all this product, place, price, promotion together makes it marketing mix. These are the four strategic decisions under the product marketing the company has to take. Service marketing has a different P, which is 7, so to say. The mix of 4 P that drives the shopper, it drives the shopper to choose your brand over competition. So over competition is another important dimension that marketing has to contribute for the brand. Okay, the key to effective marketing, as they say, is to getting the communication mix correct. So all your element of a product, pricing, promotion and place has to be synchronized so well. So that is correct. It will make the brand available and it will convince the customer that once he uses it, he consumes, continues to consume your brand. And how you interact, so whether it's a one-sided interaction, in our days in the print and a broadcast also there was no other connectivity possible like a website and those things. So it used to be television used to just communicate. Okay, now they force you download today lens card, download and avail 50% off on your first order. So that's how television advertisement tells you, or you see on a Insta or a Facebook, they compel you. So that's what they today allow, two-way interaction. You can like, share, rank, forward, critique or appreciate as the case may be. So how this interaction is happening, that is what is the crux of marketing. So friends, let's understand the basics of branding. In earlier section, we have understood so-called marketing mix, essentially marketing communication, advertising and promotion. We understand now the branding. Here is a definition which clearly says the brand is a name, term, sign, symbol or a design or a combination thereof. Amul is a name, ICICI Bank or HDFC Bank is a term, sign is the Mercedes-Benz star or a Dettol, a sword, etc. Gillette, etc. is also a name, so to say, or a design, window, if you see that is a design or a combination thereof intended to identify the goods. When you look at it, you exactly identify what goods or service that they are referring about, and it differentiates you from the competitor. So that's very important. So giving you an example is Parle G as a glucose biscuit is from the house of Parle products, and therefore their competitors are Tiger Glucose from Britannia and Sunfish from ITC. So Parle G, again, you know, there is another element which is that Parle girl, and so the moment you see that, you get a recall, this is a Parle biscuit. So that's what the branding is all about. Moving on, to understand branding a little better, brand is a bundle of attributes. So like this doesn't just happen overnight, or this doesn't just happen with only one thing. It's a bundle of attributes delivering promised experience, delivering the promised experience, resulting in a perception that compels the recall. So now please understand the multiple attributes impact. So multiple attributes when delivered, and experience that is promised, and customer when keeps getting that experience, he builds the perception. The perception then compels a recall every time when the need arises, and it keeps the competition at bay. So the moment summer comes, prickly heat powder, Nycil, you know, say comes to my mind, or say when I have to buy razor or any shaving products, Gillette. I don't even now know that Godrej, once upon a time which I used to use, is ever now even existing or not. So you see that they have like created that, you know, they gave me that promised experience, and therefore the perception that is created, and that perception has kept the competitor at bay, and I have no other competitor is entering. It's a promise of quality. At the end, brand stands for quality. So when that brand promises something, it is a written or unwritten that the quality is weaved into it. And the brand is perception resulting from the experience. Ultimately, the consumer, when starts using it, he develops an experience at a various points. Please remember the various points. So that is very critical. I know Asian Paint is a great company, but nowadays say they are promoting direct calling, and they are offering me a service of a consultant, etc. And they are telling me dial this number. When I dial this number, either I keep a very engaged tone, or I have to try many times, or the person has taken my detail, but so far nobody turned up. So these are the touch points which will spoil the brand name. छोड़ो एशियन पेंट्स के बाद नहीं जाने बर्जर को भी मैं ट्राई करता हूँ एंड इफ द बर्जर गाय कम्स बिफोर द एशियन पेंट्स गाय माई ओवरऑल एक्सपीरियंस शिफ्ट्स इन फेवर ऑफ बर्जर पेंट्स सो दैट्स वॉट द रिजल्टेड एक्सपीरियंस लीड्स टू द बिल्डिंग ऑफ द ब्रांड और शिफ्टिंग ऑफ द ब्रांड सो दैट इज द पावर ऑफ अ ब्रांडिंग एंड द एक्सपीरियंस सो टू से Brand sends out a communication. Therefore, brand has to communicate things. Now, they use various media. So, there is a various promotion mix or a promotion elements, so-called, that they can use. We have identified, say, five, so to say. We will study that as we move forward. Now, this promotion mix is directed towards the target audience. So, they are identified people. Okay. So, they are identified people. This is known as a segment or a target groups. With a certain profile or characteristics that they are similar in. That's what is a brand keeps communicating. And when they do that, it establishes a connect. And then I start using it, my connects build, my perception builds. And my, therefore, utility towards using that brand builds. And that keeps the competition at bay. There are essentially five promotion mix, so which I have written say as a new age, and this along with there are two other nods, and I have introduced these two nods, which is very critical. Probably you will not find this as a representation in any of the even latest marketing book, but this has been introduced so to say that you get a better understanding, because there is a concept of engagement, which is a retail engagement, and there is a concept of digital engagement, which is a new, totally diverse subject, so to say. But you as a student should know where do they come or where are they placed. We will see this in the next slide. So currently the five nods which I'm talking about is a personal selling, direct marketing, advertising, sales promotion, and public relation and publicity, so to say. This has to be used in tandem. So what is required is neither one can be used or overused. You cannot expect the desired results. So therefore, you have to balance the use of all these five. So when you are launching, the press people can help you. Then the advertisement will really shoot the awareness. And when that happens, you start promoting it in an effective manner. So people will buy it, etc. So all aspects. Then there may be personal selling. You go to any counter and there you see that sales girl or lady tries to come approach you and say, okay, sir, here is a new product I would like to demonstrate you. So this is all personal selling. So every aspect has to be tied well. So that's what, when I say medias are like the TV, radio, print and digital, and OOH means out of home. There are even OTT and all that has been over the terrestrial kind of thing. So these are various media that comes in. So this element understanding is required. I gave you this example, as I told you, promotion mix, we will see it, I think in 1.5. But I have represented this example so that you understand why various media modes has to be used in sync. So whenever I have noticed the Purit, which is a water purifier, just before the rain, etc., you will start seeing that how they use the media so effectively, the five elements of a promotion mix. So post mid-May, you start reading waterborne diseases are the biggest killer in the country, etc. So this is what you start hearing. There won't be any name of a Purit, etc. The bloggers and various people, you will be flooded with the news which will say ki yaar pani kharab hone se bahut log marte hain. Mere ghar mein pani acha ho, uska dhyan mere pe ho. They will tell housewife, protect your family. So that's what the hype that has been created, which is a viral or message or whatever you say. After that, later you start reading about each product. So generally, the launch news will come. then you will see the TVC, you will see the full page advertisements of a Pureit, etc. So that's how they introduce the product. Then when you go to Instagram or Facebook or, you know, LinkedIn, etc., depending on the relevance of the product to the required target group, you start seeing their sponsored ads coming in front of you. So again, you recall Waterbend disease, both jan ko marte, Pureit naya aya hua hai, Pureit badhiya hai. So that kind of this thing starts happening in your mind. And then you probably get an email in your email delivery, or you get an SMS, you know, see or avail instant offer only for you using this link, etc. So these are the examples, and you go to check and you are attended personally. So there are even, you know, when you go to link, you, the bots or today the executive personally attends you, which is a personal selling. So together, various media creates that strong influence, persuasion in the minds of the targeted group of customers, so that they recall your product, they recall that you are providing a solution, they recall who you are, so that's the brand, and then they will feel an urge to buy your product. Thank you.